Hi, how are you? I'm Akanksha and today I'm sitting with my roastie. I kind of like it. So guys, before starting, let me introduce myself clearly. So I do podcast in audio versions, mostly based on adulting and self-developing stuff. And I love reading books. I like to share my brain and thoughts on things that I've experienced and experiencing through this life or this adulting lifestyle, basically. Being an adult and a youngster at the same time. What a conundrum it is, right? So guys, for today's coffee talk, I wanted to talk about imposter syndrome and being proud of your accomplishments. Well, you must have heard this term most of the time. And majority of us even go through in different timelines. As when I talk about the adulting and self-development on the audio podcast, today I decided to do a video version of myself, you know, becoming a better version of myself. And by the way, you can listen to this podcast on any available platform in the audio version. I will definitely mention the link in the description for the Spotify podcast link. You can check it out from there. And if you're enjoying the video ones, then let's continue. We often face these situations in our day-to-day lives and just simply attacked by this imposter syndrome, where basically a feeling of a big doubt and contemplating everything that do I even deserve this or that, especially your achievements, huh? Your milestones. And what I personally believe is that this imposter syndrome has become too much magnified and maximized, especially in this age of social media and social media influencing. Constantly battling with, oh, my life sucks and this person is so cool. Look at their home. I mean, look at their body shape. And they're so much perfect. They're so much better than me, right? By constantly digesting the information about someone's lifestyle and constantly comparing it to yours, we often roll down into this rabbit hole where whatever amazing things that we have done are now nothing in comparison to those perfection images that we have seen on the social media platform of other person's life, and constantly judging ourselves. So what if I achieved this? Everybody is able to do this, like it's normal, okay? Right? And bringing yourself to shame of whatever you do and think about. Like it doesn't make sense or it's not worth it. Well, this is called imposter syndrome. You know the feeling of uneasiness that screams in your head? That look, that person is doing so much better than me. And you're looking at that person on social media platforms. I mean, literally, in terms of everything, we're comparing each other on even on the small levels and on the bigger levels as well. Like, their life is best. They're living their best life. Their life is perfect. I'm here stuck in a boring profession. Or my relationship is not good. Or my relationship is boring. And the surrounding that I'm in, it's very boring. It basically sucks. Yeah, that's a feeling where putting others as a priority while ignoring you and yourself, like it's a dump. How to address these feelings and become comfortable rather than running from it? It's simple, but not easy. Every time you're on social media and you're watching people doing their own things, you have two choices. Either just scroll up or literally give a dead stare to that post and judge yourself again over and over. Think about how your life sucks, which you will definitely do the second one. I know that we all do this. That's why we are chatting about this imposter syndrome today. But really, it's a choice how you want to turn those situations around. And definitely you can think this way. I hope it will help you in the next time whenever you are struggling with this imposter syndrome. Whenever encountering a better person than you, always think, oh wow, they're living their best life. I must think that they have to go through the same feeling that I go through pretty much every day or maybe alternate days. Sometimes where you just don't want to get out of bed. The difference is they got it, right? They decided to end this day with a different feeling, not same as they woke up with. It might be a possibility. You know, you have to make yourself think in certain situations, like what are the possibilities and what mostly can happen and least can happen. And believe me, you will automatically get motivated to do your own work, to get out of a bed, to make a bed, and to end the day with a different feeling that you have, the feeling when you woke up. And honestly, you don't even have to unfollow these people and criticize them being themselves. Criticize yourself and your lifestyle. You just have to change the way you are looking at the situation. Betting yourself with like, hey, I made this bed. I am proud of myself today. And hey, I stepped out of my house even though I feel like I don't want to. But I actually enjoy the weather outside. It's so beautiful. It's chilly. It's warm at the same time. I like the kind of weather. So I think it's good that I stepped out, right? Appreciating yourself on even the little achievements and the accomplishments is definitely a way to go. Honestly, believe me or not, there is a huge contribution of this hustle and bustle culture that has influenced this imposter syndrome so much. It often leads us to the dead ends of making us feel like that we don't have multiple things to do at a time. Or we better be in this competition mode all the time, where because if I just take a pause, somebody's going to get ahead of me. And this feeling of uneasiness and always leads us to the same thing, which is, oh, my life sucks, I'm nothing, and this person is doing is so much better than me. Understanding these feelings and moving on with them. Even though I know that it's not easy to move on with this feeling, but I try to make small steps, try to be in the moment. Sounds really old-fashioned, but that's the thing. Try to cut down your time on social media. I know it's a very repeated mantra, you can say, but it does create a lot of change in the life. And simply just try to sit down for 5 minutes in a day, just you and yourself and nothing. You can just basically turn on your favorite music in the background. If you like reading books, then you can read books, and you can do whatever you want to, but just do things for at least 5 to 10 minutes a day that makes you feel like you're connected to yourself or your inner child. And I know those 5 minutes will be the most silent and awkward, but believe me, you gotta do it. You have to at least try it. Definitely you'll feel the difference after 5 minutes or 10 minutes spending with your own self. Look your life more in a deeper way. You will feel like that you are the main character of your life movie. And once you feel like this, your life becomes more adventurous, even though it's like an everyday mundane routine, but still feels like, wow, it's amazing, right? Try to do that little by little, but definitely it's gonna create a lot of impact in the whole routine and the mindset of getting attacked by this imposter syndrome all the time. This is what I do personally, and it has been working amazingly good and amazingly fantastic for me. So these are like the very simple steps that you can implement in your life, and try these steps in your life to create a little bit of change in your mindset and to basically make yourself believe that, you know what, maybe I'm also doing the really good things and amazing things in my life, I'm just not realizing it. And definitely at the end, also share your insight about this conversation, what you think. Do not hesitate to comment down below, like, what are your insights on this conversation and what else we can do together to get away with this imposter syndrome and to just, you know, feel the best version of ourselves. We are not jealous of others and not ashamed of ourselves either. Acknowledging yourself and your worth and moving forward in your journey of enlightenment and self-realization. With this, I finish this coffee talk with this quote. It's by Anonymous. See you guys next time around here on the same platform with a welcoming smile and a new topic in my mind. Take care, everyone.